Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting third. The left fielder, Laron Lee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Liss. Batting seventh. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Ed Crosby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Duffy reaches second base with a double. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Crosby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santo misplays the ball. That's an error on Santo. Hendrick moves to third. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Hendrick scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Perry covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby takes first base on ball 4. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Crosby moves to second. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alvarado for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharpe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharpe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent bunts towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Sharpe moves to second. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sharpe. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0 for 1 in the game. Liss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hendrick scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Liss. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Liss steals second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan is walked intentionally. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Crosby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Liss scores. Duncan moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Duncan scores. Crosby moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvarado hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crosby scores. Alvarado moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Rich Gossage now pitching. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Duffy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alvarado scores. It's 6-0, Indians. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Duffy moves to second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. Spikes hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-0, Indians. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hendrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Liss takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. Gamble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Liss moves to third. Bill Moran now pitching. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Liss scores. Two outs. It's 10-0, Indians. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Crosby hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sharp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive to right field. Spikes throws towards third. Crosby fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Crosby. Sharp moves to third. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 0 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sharp scores. Hermann moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-1, Indians. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Dent moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alvarado hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Duffy hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lee hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing right field. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Crosby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Liss is called out on strikes. 1 out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Hendrick moves to second. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crosby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive towards third. Crosby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sharpe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharpe is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Sharpe hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Tatum now pitching. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Alvarado hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Duffy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a fly ball into right field. Sharpe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Ashby now catching. Dave Duncan now playing first base. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dent takes first base on ball 4. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alan scoops it up and throws to first, with Tatum covering, for the out. Hendrick moves to second. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Duncan hits a fly ball into right field. Sharpe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball four. Santo moves to second. Bill Sharpe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharpe is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Sharpe hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.